This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. With the COVID-19 vaccine drawing closer, public health officials across the country are gearing up for the biggest vaccination effort in United States history. It will be a monumental undertaking to distribute hundreds of millions of doses, prioritize who's first in line, and ensure that people who get the initial shot return for the necessary second one. The push could begin as early as next month. That's when federal officials say the first vaccine may be authorized for emergency use and immediately deployed to high-risk groups such as healthcare workers. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he hopes shots will be available to all Americans in April, May, and June. Meanwhile, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has our story.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing, but that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. But so far, the spike in COVID cases has not triggered a wave of new layoffs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
France's prime minister said there would be no easing of a second COVID-19 lockdown in that country for at least 2 weeks, with the number of people in hospital with coronavirus now higher than at the peak of the first wave. As officials across Europe warned against COVID-19 complacency following this week's announcement by Pfizer of a potentially effective vaccine, he said the government intended to intensify policing of the lockdown in Paris. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions of Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid speculation that he would leave government, Dominic Cummings late Thursday night told the BBC that he planned to be, quote, largely redundant, end quote, by Christmas. Political commentators had suggested Cummings would step down after one of his allies was denied an appointment as Johnson's chief of staff. Cummings, a chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the government ever since Johnson became prime minister 18 months ago. The Trump campaign gets a favorable ruling in Pennsylvania in regard to the November 3rd election. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
A Pennsylvania judge sided with the Trump campaign and issued an injunction Thursday. Commonwealth Court Judge Mahanna Levitt ordered Pennsylvania counties not to count mail-in or absentee ballots for which the voter didn't submit valid identification within 6 days of Election Day. The order affects a subset of about 10,000 ballots that arrived within 3 days of polls closing. As of Thursday, Democrat Joe Biden led President Donald Trump by about 55,000 votes in Pennsylvania. I'm Mike Gracia.
And an election security committee made up of ranking state and federal officials reports it has found no evidence of vote fraud or other major problems with last week's election. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more.
A bipartisan joint state and federal committee set up by a cybersecurity agency formed by President Trump 2 years ago reports that last week's election was the most secure in the nation's history. In a statement, the committee, made up of top state election officials, voting systems experts, and federal cybersecurity officials, found no evidence that votes were compromised or altered in last week's presidential election, and it rejects unsubstantiated claims of widespread fraud made by President Trump and many of his supporters. Tim McGuire, Washington.
South Africa's commuter rail system, relied on by millions of commuters, is barely operational more than 2 months after the COVID-19 lockdown ended. When the country shut large parts of its economy and transport network during the lockdown, organized, sometimes armed gangs moved in to its crumbling stations to steal the valuable copper from the lines. More than 300 drones lit up the sky over Seoul Friday in a show the government said was meant to give, quote, comfort and hope to residents enduring the coronavirus pandemic. The devices lined up in synchronized light displays, forming multicolored images of people wearing masks and spelling out slogans promoting the government's Korean New Deal program to rebuild the economy. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.